B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot
96.9. Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Encore makes their drink changes official. Vanessa Bryant makes an announcement about Kobe's foundation. And lots of new movies to choose from this weekend. Melissa has the juice coming up.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but R. Kelly could be a free man soon.
Leroy has your sports.
And 2020 is the year of Kevin Garnett. I'll explain why.
But first, it is official. The Encore Casino will replace some bartenders with automatic drink dispensing machines. So their hope is, you know, to speed up the alcohol beverage service for gamblers, which I guess is one of the biggest complaints. People are like, I'm waiting an hour for my drink.
Although so, I was there yesterday.
Really?
I was approached by several waitresses, very beautiful women, very nice, who asked me if I wanted a drink, which I did not. But I will say this, because I was confused about the whole beverage machine thing. Like, because we were talking off air about it, and we were like, oh, wait, so there's going to be, like, beverage stations, and you could just walk up to it and get an alcoholic beverage?
That was the impression I was under.
Right, and that's not the case. So, according to my friend Bill, he is the Everything Encore Boston Harbor founder Facebook group. So apparently what's happening is these beverage machines are just in the back. So when the waitresses take your order and they go in the back to get your drinks, usually it's a bartender that's making those drinks. Mm-hmm. Now it's just going to be this automated drink machine that's going to be making it instead of the actual bartenders. Yes,
real quick, speaking of Encore, Melissa, since you're the pro, this morning while I was minding my business, all of a sudden something in me said, go to Encore. Now, does that mean I have money in my future?
That means that you could just be having the itch at the moment. You just want to go and gamble, which is always fine. Right. And I have a pedicure appointment there at 11 o'clock this morning. So you want to go with
me?
Sure
you do.
Come on, let's go.
Pedicure appointment. Good God. Vanessa Bryant made an announcement about Kobe's foundation. So she had recently took to Instagram to thank fans for their support and prayers. And yesterday she returned to say that the Mamba Sports Foundation will now be called the Mamba and Mambacita Sports Foundation. She said, because there's no number 24 without number 2, and that their mission remains the same, stronger than ever, to provide opportunities for young people through sports, and a public memorial is set to take place on February 24th at the Staples Center. And lots of new movies out to choose from this weekend. If you are looking for romance for Valentine's Day, Issa Rae and Lakeith Stanfield star in The Photograph. It's so good.
Puts a smile on my face automatically.
You just feel like, oh, man, it
great
just
movie.
Feels so good. If you want something for you and the kids, it's Sonic the Hedgehog. If horror is your thing, Michael Peña stars in the horror adaptation of the classic TV show Fantasy Island. And then there's Downhill with Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Will Ferrell. They play a married couple that are reevaluating their lives after narrowly escaping an avalanche on a ski vacation. Here's Melissa with the juice.
All right. Well, yesterday I told you guys that Snoop Dogg had issued a formal apology to Gayle King after he harassed her for the interview she did with Lisa Leslie by bringing up Kobe Bryant's past rape case. Well, Snoop had called Gayle King all kinds of names and said she better back off or we're coming for you. Well, after posting his apology on Instagram, Gayle has since said that she accepts it, she forgives him, and according to Gayle, I don't always get it perfect, but I'm constantly striving to do it with compassion and integrity. Fans of both Rihanna and The Weeknd got some amazing news yesterday via social media posts. First off, my man, Abel, The Weeknd. He's already got two singles that he dropped from his new album, Heartless and Blinding Lights, smash hits. Anyways, but he finally filled us into the actual album title. He's calling it After Hours, and there's still no word. What's the sucking of the teeth for?
Does he,
don't even talk crap about
The
Weeknd.
Is he still sounding like Michael Jackson?
Listen.
Tell him to get his own sound.
No, you can't help how you sound, especially
yes,
when you were inspired by a certain
person.
Listen, don't even go there with me. Anyways, he's been posting all kinds of subliminal stuff, so hopefully After Hours will be out soon. Rihanna posted on her Instagram story, too, a picture of a studio with the caption, Gang back in the studio with the Neptunes. Rihanna has also been dropping hints about her album, R9, although still no release date for that either. And R. Kelly could soon be a free man. His lawyers had filed a motion for him to be granted a new bail hearing, and the judge in his sex crimes case in Illinois has granted him that hearing. Now, R. Kelly's lawyers had asked for it and said that he wasn't going to be a flight risk, so it would be okay. If he is granted bail, his lawyer proposed the judge put him under home confinement with an electronic monitoring device and promised that R. Kelly would not contact any minors and keep his use of the internet and social media to a bare minimum. That court date has been set for March 5th. Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, so we all remember the Sox traded David Price and, more importantly, Mookie Betts. And I'm here to say that the wheels are starting to fall off for the teams, because it looks like Dustin Pedroia will not report to spring training. To me, that means retirement is right around the corner, no doubt. And new Red Sox outfielder, who they got from the Dodgers, Alex Verdugo, may miss the start of the season with a back injury. You know, hey, that's what they get. Karma, that's what I call it. What a game last night between the Celtics and the Clippers. The game went into double overtime. Jason Tatum, he dropped 39 points, and the Celtics won 141-133. And when the big homie Kevin Garnett said anything is possible back in 2008 when the Celtics won the NBA Finals, we all felt it. I know I felt it. I believed it. And the big ticket himself, KG, is having his number 5 retired at the Garden by the Celtics next season. The announcement came during the first quarter of the game last night with a video, and the place lost it. How can you? Matter of fact, KG, to me, is the Tupac of basketball.
Oh,
I swear, next time you watch it, he's always intense. But what a year for him, because not only this, which is great news, but he's also going into the Basketball Hall of Fame. So shout-outs to KG. Bruins, Red Wings, Saturday at 1, and the NBA All-Star Weekend starts tonight in Chi-Town. You got the Rising Star Challenge, Skills Challenge, three-point contest, dunk contest, just entertainment all around. But more importantly, they will be paying tribute to Kobe Bryant, the late Kobe Bryant, throughout the entire weekend. So that's what's up. And that's your sports.
All right, your good news. William White is a 104-year-old U.S. Marine vet who has never celebrated Valentine's Day. So this is even when his wife of 42 years was alive. He says they never exchanged cards or celebrated at all. Well, he now lives in an assisted living facility in California, and a fellow resident launched a social media campaign called Operation Valentine, recruiting friends and family members and strangers to send him cards. They were hoping to get about 100 mail to him. Well, Major Bill, as he's now called, was flooded with more than 70,000 love letters and greeting cards and well wishes from all 50 states and several foreign countries.
Boston,
get up!
The Get Up Crew, Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.